We're still rocking the red with the Capitals breaking their three-game losing streak last night, punishing the Florida Panthers 5-0. The Caps are trying to get out of last place in their division. Their record is now 3-8-1. Clinton Yates is a WTOP contributor and local news editor for the Washington Post-Express. Brian McNally covers the Capitals for the Washington Examiner. And our own Jonathan Warner covering the team for us at WTOP. I asked them about new coach Adam Oates and whether he might be gone if this season doesn't turn around.
No, George McPhee said this was not the perfect situation for him. A new coach, only 5 days to prepare the team for the season, and no exhibition games. He likes the way this team is playing. It's just a 5 to 10 minute span in one period that is really just hurting this team badly, and it's the penalties. And he doesn't blame the coaching staff. He likes the way that they're playing.
I don't think it's as much about a full season as it is a full offseason, because that is something that they didn't get. You get a new coach, you get this sort of dicey labor situation. You mentioned the prep, the exhibition games, but just the general, I'm preparing to be a head coach in the NHL, was something that Oates didn't have the luxury to do. He never really knew what was going on. McPhee, some people would argue that McPhee sort of gambled on his personnel situation, that this season wasn't actually going to happen, if you look at the goaltending circumstance and so forth with other players. But Oates didn't get a full offseason, to me, which was just as important as anything playing through on the ices.
Yeah, there's no question. That's been an issue for them. He's admitted, you know, with some of this line juggling and all that, that he's still learning his personnel. He's still learning his players. And even Thomas Vokoun, former Caps goalie, plays for the Penguins now. We saw him in D.C. on Sunday, and he said the Caps were a step behind. They were always going to be a step behind coming into the season, just given the circumstances, the truncated schedule and all that. I don't think Adam Oates is in trouble or anything like that, barring a 15 or 20-game losing streak or something ridiculous. He's a smart hockey guy. They're going to give him a chance, and we'll see what happens. If things don't work out this year, they'll have a full offseason to kind of get ready for next year and regroup.
Yeah, he'll
After
be back.
That is when the pressure comes on.
Yeah, he'll be back. The players like him. The GM likes his style of play. I don't think it's on Adam at this point.
Yeah, I would agree. And also, I mean, he's OT. You know, we looked at what happens when you bring back former guys. I mean, this matters. You know what I mean? When he brought back Dale, you know, it was a big deal. And this obviously is an attitude that moves the way the GM and the way the owner operate. And I don't think you can just axe a guy who's a former player, a guy people like, as easily as you could another guy.
Starting with you, Jonathan, will this Capitals team somehow make the playoffs?
I think it's still there. After you get through the first 5 or 6 top teams in the East, I still think you got 2 or 3 spots at the bottom that the Capitals can sneak in. Yes, as Brian pointed out in his Twitter, it is the 4th worst start in team history. The other 3 were during basically their expansion years, but I think that there's too much talent on this team to not make the playoffs.
I don't think that unless they get back to within a game's worth of points of 500 by the end of this month, I don't think there's any chance.
I will say the East is weak. I do think it won't take as many points as you think to make it. But even looking at the schedule and, you know, the start this team is off to, thinking that they're going to finish with 52 points or 54 points to sneak in, my bet is that they make a run at it. They have a good final stretch of the season, but ultimately end up a little bit short.
Brian McNally covers the Caps for the Washington Examiner. He joined WTOP's Jonathan Warner and Clinton Yates of the Washington Post-Express.